This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Ending the week. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Monday, not going to be live. That will be a rebroadcast Monday. All of you will probably not be in the car or listening to the radio anyway. So enjoy the day off. Revel in the summer. It was a good summer. I'm going to wax philosophical just for a second, if I may, before we get off into the wild and uproarious topics that I brought to the bear today. Last week, on the podcast side, on the on-demand side, that was the biggest week I've ever had since the show started in May of 2012. Don't know what caused it. Don't know, don't know where that, it went up like 20%. Pretty significant. I was just going, what? And this week, it's following suit. So all of a sudden, like in the last 3 weeks, it's just jumped. The podcast part of it is very important because the show started out as a podcast webcast. And I got an email, a sad email for me, from a listener who had been listening for quite a while. I know because I had gotten to know him a little bit. He purchased a battle comp that had my logo on it when we were doing the push for the Brian Terry Foundation and everything else. And he told me that he was no longer going to listen to the podcast because of the commercials in it. Now, I understand for some of the purists out there where you would get out there and say, well, it's just become so cheap and commercialized and all this other stuff. Well, let me explain something to you about the realities of certain things. One thing that was taught to me in my time with Gun Owners of America by Larry Pratt was, in order to fight the fight, you got to pay the rent. Now, that had a profound effect on me because of a couple of things. A lot of things fell by the wayside in my time at the beginning of this show, leading up to a year and a half ago. It was it was hand to mouth, literally. Lots of ramen consumed. All for the cause. You know, when I was doing the show for Gun Owners of America, they did not pay me. They didn't pay me to do it. There are even the places where you are, some of these, there's some shows out there that are underwritten. That's not enough to make a living off of. And in order for me to do this every day, I have to make a living off of it. So my guy was telling me, I love your show and everything, but the commercials are killing me. It's the bandwidth. It takes so much bandwidth to take down the whole show. Your content has diminished as far as how much of it we're getting. And, I just got to move on.
I understand that, and I'm sorry to see you go, Douglas. But at the same time, you got to understand that I like doing what I do. And in order for, and you're right, bandwidth does cost money. While Genesis is kind enough to distribute me, I get no stipend from them either. So in order to get the show to them, I have to pay for that. In order to get both the vehicle and the conveyance method, I have to pay for that. I have to do my own marketing. I have to do my own show prep. That takes about, for a two-hour show, you're probably looking at a grand total altogether of about 11, 12 hours spent per day doing just the radio show. In addition to that, I'm wanting to expand and do video reviews and go out and get on the range and everything. In addition to that, I'm doing heart rehab. And in addition to that, I'm working on my agility, my balance, and my flexibility. So that makes for a very full day. All of that costs money. And I have to go out and I seek good gun industry partners, and they make the show possible. And in return for that, I give them time on the show. I give them their ad time on the show, and I push their product. And I hope that doesn't offend anybody. It is not my intention to offend. I like the purity of the whole webcast podcast thing, where you're not bound by this and you're not bound by that, except you've got to be able to you've got to be able to support that habit if you're going to be on the purity habit, which I'm not. Radio is a very old form of information dissemination, been out there for a long time. Started in the 20th century, early 20th century. I mean, for a long time, it was the only way to get your news. This is the only way to get your sports. Radio has been around a long time. All of that, it's a commercial business. It's a commercial business. GCN does not exist in a vacuum. They have a facility. I got a guy on the other end of this line right now running my board for me. He's not doing it for free. He can't do it for free. He's got bills to pay too. And that's right. There's two routes I could take. I could take donation or advertising. Donations, there's some people that manage to do that and pull it off. I don't have the time to build that up. I don't want to ask you for it, to be honest with you. I have thought about that a couple of times. I've had a couple of, in the run up to where I am now, I got to a point where I actually was in foreclosure, and I thought about asking for donations to try to just save my life. And I don't know, I just didn't do it. So, those of you that are out there that have listened to the show, you've been ninjas for a long time, and you sit back and you you're listening and you're saying, well, it's becoming so commercial. You know what? This is so I can keep doing it. And while I apologize to what you may believe is the loss of the purity, I do not apologize for taking care of my family. I don't apologize for taking care of myself. I mean, when I had the heart attack, I didn't have health insurance. I walked out of there owing $185,000 to the hospital. It would have been cheaper just to die. So I just thought I would put that out there, because the podcast all of a sudden is jumping. It is jumping. And, I look at the numbers and I'll be watching them add up, and I'm like, wow, this is a lot higher than it was last week. And that part of it is so gratifying, because that means that, being a broadcaster means you want to have an audience. It's sort of a narcissistic, egomaniacal thing. I say that in jest sometimes, but it's sort of true, too. So you don't want to do something and not have an audience if you're a broadcaster. Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself. And then they come with the jacket with the sleeves that attach behind you. When we get back, if Hillary is elected, will this throw the country into civil war? On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in at 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. By my estimation, the best online, and not as discovered as I would think they would be. There's other ammo dealers out there, and I think maybe it has to do more with their name than it does with their selection and their prices. Check them out. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, there are those of you, you know, I'm not a big, as a matter of fact, Most conspiracies I look at from with a logistical jaundiced eye. And this that I'm about to tell you is a calculated musing of mine, if you will. Because there's a lot of people that would tell me, Bill, it's a little bit sort of sticking yourself out there on this limb. It's a little overheated to speculate that a Hillary Clinton presidency would trigger an American Civil War. But let's think about that for just a second, shall we? If not an outright Civil War, I'm sure that some of the things that she would push and some of the things that she brings to the table already just on day one is going to result in massive civil disobedience. The possibility of her getting elected, we cannot look past simply because of the low-info voter. They're the ones that vote and ignore. They ignore most of politics and vote for pop culture. For whatever looks good, for the glossy. They're the ones that would have bought a Yugo because it was such a new car and they never heard of it. Let's try something new. Coming in, right now, we already know a plurality of the United States thinks that Hillary Clinton is dishonest. So when you're assumed to be dishonored by the majority of the population, and there's possibly a majority of people believing her to be criminal before she takes office, what's going to be the natural outgrowth to society at large, if not a breakdown of one sort or another? How's she going to put aside all of this dishonesty and criminality that she is thought to be, all the lack of trust, that's got to go aside as she is, you know, she has none. And how is she going to bring the country together on the day of inauguration? What good wishes would be extended to this new incoming president? Would we look at her and say, oh, look, another glass ceiling has been busted because now we have a female president? We'll have a female president one day. We're going to have another black American president one day. We are. There's plenty. The bench is deep out there. I'm waiting to see some of them, not because they're black, but because they're bold. There's some bold guys out there. I like a bold guy. We have somebody that is the coronated presumptive Democratic nominee who polls higher than anybody else, polls higher than Trump, polls higher than Cruz and all these other guys. And yet we just found out the other day that she was taking email on her sieve-like email server that was compromised on day one, and changing the email markings on the emails coming in to hide the classified nature of this information. And she actually wrote classified emails herself and put them on her email server. Now, you know, that sounds quite innocuous, doesn't it? She wrote classified emails and put them on her email server. Information, or the lack of it, can lead to war. Information, or the lack of it, can lead to disaster. Pearl Harbor was largely a result of ignored information. Because radar operators, with the new radar, that you know, they didn't really trust the radar, but they saw, it's like, look at all this stuff coming this way. Well, can we trust it? 2,000-some-odd sailors and Marines dead later, and most of that, the Pacific Fleet sank later. Oh, wow, guess what? We had the information and we failed to act on it. Oh, goodness. Hillary Clinton is not stupid. So it is, you know, it's it is wrong of us to think that she lies about what she is and what she does because she's stupid. She is a moral narcissist. She believes so much that what she is the correct thing that she doesn't care about anything she does in order to make sure that her version of correctness is brought into play. Her morality, of course, is not in line with mine or yours. But she and her supporters think that they are so correct in their views that they would do anything they, you know, anything they do on behalf of those views is fine, legal or not. That also justifies whatever behavior is necessary for their personal advancement to any level, to all levels possible, because they are the custodians of the truth. Their truth. Which is quite convenient for the moral narcissist. In the case of Hillary and her personal server, this behavior has reached the level of pathology. She's out there saying, I don't even know what white means. The chances of her nomination continue to decrease on a daily basis, but at the same time, we have to look at this because we have to think about what we would look like under a Hillary Rodham Clinton presidency. She's still leading in the polls despite everything going on. Almost no one voted against her would be given the benefit of the doubt at all. There would be reprisals. She's not going to try to breach that because these people are going to reject her presidency. Tax avoidance would be one of the first things that happened. Why would you give any money to the country when the country is headed to hell? Why would you do that? The riots that we might see would make Baltimore and Ferguson look like romper room. You're going to have very little border control because she's now embraced the whole idea of open borders. What would President Hillary Clinton do to keep this from happening? A proven liar. The Republicans are going to have to take a few cues from Mr. Trump, and they're going to have to get plain speaking. I understand they're all right now shoving each other out of the way because they all want to be the nominee. But they need to sort of focus on the alternative. They need to focus on the alternative. And there's a couple of them that I look at them and say they would be worse than Hillary, but there's not many. There is not many. So we got to pay attention to what's going on. We do. And it's ongoing right now. Right now it's happening. So keep your eyes open. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have but one regret as a Second Amendment advocate. And it was illustrated in a couple of ways. First of all, let me tell you this right up front as we lead into this, then you'll understand where I'm going with this. I like the artistic approach to making a good film, to making a good mini movie, to making a good piece of video. I think it is an outrageously effective way to tell a story, and I think there's some people that are really good at it, and there's some people that just aren't as good. And the idea of getting good at it, which is, you know, partially technical, and then partially using your own imagination and taking these technical aspects and bending them to your will, that means you need to be hanging out with some people that know how to do this so that you can tap into your own inner creativity. Okay? How does this lead into the Second Amendment? It's going to get more complicated than this. Stay with me. Saw this article coming out of the Women's Center at Vanderbilt University, where they're going to sponsor a week-long series of events dedicated to telling men how to be masculine. Healthy Masculinity Week will feature a series of lectures and forums dedicated to showing men the error of their ways and judging from some of the topics, replacing traditional masculine values with male characteristics more amenable to feminists and other men haters. I thought about that. Now, nobody's ever going to like everybody. I know that already. But in place, like one place I would really love to visit, one, because of the community there in the filmmaking area, and two, just because of the availability of equipment there, because in South Carolina, for example, there's two camera stores in the entire state. Two! And they're separated, and they're nowhere near me. So if I really want to put my hands on something, I have to drive. Which is fun. That's sort of an adventure. And I don't mind an adventure. In fact, I enjoy them now that I've made it past this heart attack thing. But in New York City, there's a store called B&H, which is a super store. It's gigantic. Now, I can't, and I'm never going to go to New York City because they don't want me to be self-reliant. They want me to be stupid. And herein lies the rub as to one, my one regret about being a Second Amendment advocate. It's because I look at these people, and I can't get past it. It's not a bad thing. It's a regret, but it's not a bad thing. I look at these people that would tell me, you're not allowed to be self-reliant, and I find that off-putting. And I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to spend dollars in their area where they take taxes in. And I'm not going to travel there, and I'm not going to go through their lines, and I'm not going to do this or that. Even though I want to so badly. I want to do both film, and I like to take photographs. And photography in New York with some of that architecture would be splendid. With some of those people would be splendid. But you know what? When I'm there, I have to rely upon the nature of man. And in New York City, the nature of man is allowed to run rampant. And we'll make the 911 call if it gets out of hand. And by that time, somebody's laying face down in a gutter, in a house, in an apartment building, in a hallway, in a car. We've turned our back on the cops in New York City. The cops are taking their time responding to stuff. I may bleed out. I'm not going. I'm not going. Not because I need the cops. It's because I need the option. And I look at these presumptive people that are like Hillary Clinton, as an example, who believe that they are the moral authority. Like these women at Vanderbilt who think they can tell guys how to better be guys. And then I look at people like me. Now, as a conservative Second Amendment advocate, I sit out there and I look at black people that want to carry guns and I say, welcome to my tent. I look at women that want to carry guns and I say, welcome to my tent. I look at any American citizen that wants to carry a gun, and whether they are, you know, from Armenia or Greece or Italy or Britain. We have a big contingent of Britain coming here now because there's some British people that are just so tired of the class system, and then they get here, and you know what? They discover they can be self-reliant too. And then they jump through all of the flaming hoo-hoops. They jump through all of that crazy stuff to become part of the non-classless system that is America, where you can carry a gun, where you can take care of yourself. And they do it, and they are absolutely delighted to do it. And yes, I'm talking to you, Morello. She knows who I'm talking about. So, this whole Second Amendment conservative thing, while I regret that it keeps me from going to places like Chicago, like any part of Maryland. Ken Blanchard lives in Maryland. I love to go visit Ken Blanchard. Not going. I am not going. New York, everything except for, New York City. New York is a gigantic gun state. I'd love just to go up there and meet some of the gun people. I'd love to go to some of these states because I have listeners there. I have listeners in New York. I have listeners in Maryland. I have listeners in California. I would love to go up there and meet them. Just not, you know, not to sit back there and say, hey, look at me. It's me, the guy you listen to. I'd like just to meet them. And yet I can't. Because I can't be self-reliant there. And the difference between me and the people that live in these places is I have a choice. I don't have to go there. Some of these people, you know, I'm not going to ever get out there and say, well, you know, you should just move. Some of these people are not up for that. They either can't do it, which, you know, just moving is not the easiest thing to do. You got a job, you got roots, you got family. I mean, do you want to move away and do that? There are those that would say, well, Bill, for the price of freedom, I'd do anything. Well, but you don't want to leave your loved ones, do you? And that's perfectly understandable. So it's not that big of a, but I have the option of going there or not going there. And I lament to myself that I may probably never go to New York City. I may never see B&H. I may never walk down the street taking pictures, looking up at buildings. I may never take pictures of people. I like to people watch. I may never take video in some places. I would love to take video. And I won't get to do it because of this attitude that the state is smarter than the people that make the state. That is so counterintuitive to me. How do you get out there and become an elected official and say, you guys, you're smart enough to vote for me. Now let me be your daddy because you're too stupid to run your life. That's the message you get from them. That's the message you get from them. All politicians do it. Everybody's got to pick a winner and a loser. And then if they pick who they think the winner is, they want to tell you who they picked because they want to influence you. So because you look at them to a degree and you say, well, you know, I sort of admire you. Well, that's good. Vote for him. Anyway. Glad I could get that off my chest. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Did I say Thursday as we were going out? I didn't mean to say Thursday. I meant to say Friday. Harvey Lembo, 67-year-old resident out of Rockland, Maine. Last Monday night, he was awoken rudely because an intruder was in his apartment going through his medication. You see, Lembo is a guy that is disabled and he uses a motorized wheelchair. And he has been robbed four times in the last 6 years. They're always going for his medication and or whatever money he may have. Mr. Lembo had had enough of it. So he went out and he purchased himself a firearm. He actually purchased it the day before he was woken up. Lembo told the intruder to sit down while he called the police, otherwise he would blow his brains out, and the intruder chose not to sit, and Mr. Lembo shot him in the shoulder. Now he's being told by his landlord that his gun has got to go. Which I always find that interesting. When somebody like an apartment complex takes it upon themselves to decide what is and is not constitutional. And they'll say, well, you know, of course, my private property rights. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing about being a constitutionalist. That means I have to listen to stupidity like this landlord saying, well, I have my private property rights. So that means I can deny you your Second Amendment rights. That's the stupidity I have to listen to. Because there's no part of the Bill of Rights that outweighs the other, is there? Not really. And the Second Amendment makes all the rest of them actually feasible, doesn't it? Yeah. Mr. Lambeau, who was fed up with being unable to defend himself, purchased a revolver Monday. And hours later, his purchase most certainly came in handy. And despite the fact that his gun, when he confronted his intruder, probably saved the guy's life, rules of his apartment complex state that he can't have one. Now, being that Lambeau is who he is, and he's disabled, and he gets around in a wheelchair and everything else, and you have to have certain facilities available to you if you're confined to a wheelchair, while he's called this policy bull, he has agreed to comply with this. And once again, he is a sitting duck. He lives at a place called Park Place Apartments, which is managed by Stanford Management Company of Portland, Maine. Ross Gagne, Director of Finance, said the firearm prohibition is part of the house rules for living in the apartments, and tenants sign a lease that requires they adhere to house rules. This is to ensure the safety of all tenants, Gagne has said. He said owners and managers of private rental units can prohibit firearms. He said most multifamily housing developments have such prohibitions. Stanford manages about 1,500 units in Maine. So that means there's 1,500 residents where the Second Amendment does not apply to where they live. Which, by the way, just for, I mean, that's an anti-gun sentiment there. You can't have a gun here because we say so. Although the anti-gunners will tell you that, you know, the right to bear arms or walk around carrying them, that only started in 2008 after the Heller decision. Before that, you could only have guns in the home. So which is it? Yes, private property does have its privileges. And yes, it is within the landlord's right to do this. However, this guy's been robbed four times in the last 6 years. What is the, what are the rest, where are these places located? How many other break-ins are we having within, what is this again, wasn't it, the Park, Stanford Management Company? How many more apartment complexes do they run that have a lot of break-ins? What are they doing to stop the break-ins? If they're going to deny this person's right to defend himself, to be self-reliant, what are they doing to where he doesn't need to be self-reliant? That's the question. In the case of Mr. Lambeau, clearly nothing. In the case of Mr. Lambeau, clearly nothing. Now Mr. Lambeau is actually publicized because, one, everybody knows he has medication. Everybody knows he can't have a gun. Everybody knows he has medication. And everybody knows he's in a wheelchair. So, hey, there's a target right there. Mr. Lambeau very likely will be burglarized some more. Maybe he'll be murdered. Maybe he'll be found in his motorized wheelchair dead. And Mr. Gagne can sit back and say, well, we kept the tenant safe while one gets murdered in his apartment. Making sure that elderly disabled crime victims are unarmed is not going to make any apartment complex safer. This could potentially, and this is what gun control does, but gun control costs lives. For all of them out there saying, well, you know, if it saves one life, it actually costs more lives, endangers more lives. What was the security system that was in place? Mr. Lambeau probably did better than any security system they could put in there. I'll bet you that assailant, if he ever gets out of jail, which he probably will, I'll bet you he never robs that apartment complex again because of the possibility of getting perforated. Now, he might rob Lambeau again because it's made the papers and everything else out there, and they know now he can't defend himself as long as he lives there. And if you manage 1,500 units in Maine, and you know, how do you know? I've never looked at who manages an apartment complex when I move into one before. I've never gotten out there and said, who's your management company? You know, I'm looking saying, how much space does this have? How much space does that have? Okay, I'll take it. I'm not worried about any rules because I live in America. I shouldn't be worried about rules like that. I guess the next thing coming up will be the climate change imposition, where we believe climate change is real and you've got to practice it. So therefore, no cars allowed here in the apartment complex. You can now, of course, we can't control you owning a car, but we're going to make our parking lot. We're going to buy something. You know, you have to walk half a mile to get to your car. Just because, hey, private property rights. We have a right. It's legal. Private property. Okay. I get you. However, what I if I were Mr. Limbo, and I don't know, I may call A. Pratt and ask him to contact this guy. If I were Mr. Limbo, I'd be suing these guys because they apparently have nothing in place to for him to protect himself. So if you're not going to let, here's the big question here is if you're not going to let them protect themselves, what are you going to do? If you're making it to where I can't live here, you're taking my money and everything else. The only caveat you have is I can't have a gun. Okay, fine. What are you doing to make it worth my while to not own a gun while I'm here on your property? What are the benefits to me not owning a gun but living here on your property? If it's that I can't do anything but call 911 and you're not doing anything to protect me, that's a problem, and I think I'm going to be going after some of your money. And then Mr. Limbo could, you know, he could probably move somewhere where he doesn't have to pay rent and have a gun and protect himself, which everybody should be able to do that. I mean, he obviously needed one because as soon as he got one, he didn't even have time to sit back and look at it and admire it before he had to use it. I'm waiting to see some laws get put into place where they can be liable for telling me no. I want this to start costing some people. If you're not going to let me protect myself, then you better have something worthwhile in place. And I'm not kidding. You better have some sort of lethal response somewhere where I'm at. Okay? Thank you. Let's go in hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.